Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Denise, we're welcoming back today a friend of Good to Grow, John White. We're going to have to give you membership privileges here pretty soon, John.
All right. Thank you. I'll be a card-carrying member.
John is a garden curator for the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here on campus, and he's here to talk about the Sunscape course that is going to be taking place here next week already. But before we talk about Sunscape, we need to talk about a couple of events that are happening that the Master Gardeners are going to be involved with here. Next week, you guys are going to be on the Home Show, which is taking place at the Convention Center downtown.
It sure is. It's being held on next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Convention Center. And please stop by and visit the Master Gardener educational booth. They'll be answering questions for you. They'll have a lot of kids' activities. And they'll also have some short seminars and short talks available for the do-it-yourself or backyard gardener. So bring photos on your phone if you have a question on a specific plant, or even bring in a sample and stop by and visit with them. And they'll be more than happy to talk to you.
And the week after, there's going to be a vegetable workshop we'll talk more about next week, and that's going to be on March 19th. You want more details on that workshop, you can go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org or call us here at the radio station. We have the information here as well. And happening in a month is the Poppies Fest. I understand the poppies are already starting to bloom off of Trans Mountain. And the Poppies Festival is going to be open to the public on Saturday, April 12th. It's going to have a lot of vendors and music and live animal presentations. It's going to be really terrific. Again, happening on April the 2nd. It's going to be a great poppy year because we had a nice wet winter. And poppies, I think, are one of those native plants that it would look great in any garden. And that might be something that John White will touch upon when he's doing the Sunscape workshop on March the 12th, which is in 1 week. So, John, let's talk about this Sunscape workshop. This is something that goes on every year here on the UTEP campus, and it's been going on for how many years now?
Oh, I don't know. It's been going on
a long
time.
At least 20, probably.
Yeah. We're still educating people, so it's good.
So in case people maybe are new to the region or they've never heard the show or they've never heard of Sunscape, sort of give us sort of a brief wrap-up of what the whole Sunscape workshop is all about.
Well, the Sunscape workshop started out as predominantly a native plant type of workshop. And, you know, based on people's questions and stuff when they come, they kind of are asking about vegetables and fruit trees and lawns and a wide variety of stuff. So we've kind of changed the format a little bit to be talking about just how to garden successfully in El Paso. And, you know, we are in a desert, so we get a lot of newcomers to El Paso, and they think of it more like Austin or Dallas, and they don't realize it's a very harsh climate here. And so we've kind of geared the program a little bit, helping people use adapted plant material that grows here naturally. Don't bring in azaleas and rhododendrons and stuff like that.
You probably could bring them, but they're not going to look so good after a while.
And so kind of teach them a little bit about that and give them some basic principles on climate and, you know, when to plant things and avoid the real hot periods of the year and work around it. So it's a course that we've kind of altered a little bit through the years.
And, you know, we are, and like you said, a pretty harsh climate, but that doesn't mean that we don't have beautiful native and adapted plants here. And that's something I think that people who are new to the region, who are from moisture climates or, you know, climates that are a little colder, they don't realize that it's not just cactus and rocks. There's
right.
a lot of really terrific wildflowers, some shrubs, trees that do fantastic here in El Paso. And, you know, the rose garden is another great example of how you can bring a lot of beauty into the region. And actually, it seems like our landscape is probably more suited to roses than maybe some of your moisture climates across the country.
Yeah, roses are pretty adaptable.
Yeah, they are. It's, you know, picking that right plant in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that's really important for the Sunscape that you all, you know, touch and cover is talking about your microclimates in your own backyard, in your own property, because that's really going to add a lot to energy savings, especially when the summer heat kind of kicks in. And really, I think a lot of us that are outside and appreciate the outdoors, we kind of see our patios and our backyards as an outdoor living space.
Right. You know, every house has their own microclimate. You can't just, you know, cookie cut them so they're all a little different. And so you have to kind of experience your yard and kind of see, you know, based on experience, what parts of the yard where you get more heat buildup and what's a colder spot and things like that. So we'll talk a little bit, about microclimates in the class. It is pretty much an all-day class from 8 to 4:30 on Saturday, March 12th, next Saturday. It's $35 registration. You can register by calling Kay Mullins at the museum, and she's 915-747-8994. We do encourage the participants to bring a lunch, since campus, there aren't too many eating options right close.
And we
you like
don't have
to,
too many edible plants in the garden.
And we like to do a short lunch period. So if you bring your lunch, you can eat out in the garden, and then we can get started back in the class. And we'll take a tour of the garden, of course, but we'll have some different people talking about Norma likes bulletproof plants.
Yeah, that I noticed. I was looking at your agenda, and you sort of got them broken down by subject, and one of them is called bulletproof plants. So What are some examples of some bulletproof plants?
Well, some of them are like red yucca, the false red yucca. I mean, if you kill that thing, maybe you should turn your gloves in. Because that's one plant that you can plant and really not have to take care of, and it does quite well.
And it propagates pretty easily, too.
Yeah. So that's a good one that, and native plants, a lot of people think of them as all of them being totally drought tolerant, and it's not true. There can be native plants to, say, our riparian areas, the valley where the river is and stuff. They're native plants, but they're not drought tolerant. So some people use the term for real desert type, and so we'll talk about both, but you do have to match your plants with, hopefully where they came from. So if it's an azalea that likes an acid soil, El Paso is alkaline, so
no
way.
Just buy
no
yourself
bueno.
A nice pot and
yes.
put it in there.
So we'll talk about those and talk about the soils here and how to plant properly. Denise and I have been trying to teach people through the years about some of the new techniques to plant plants, so that you have a higher survival rate. A lot of research has gone into some of the trees, longer lived plants that, if they're improperly planted, that down the road, 6, 8, 10 years down the road, all of a sudden the poor planting practice catches up and the plant dies or it blows out of the ground or something. Right. And that's all due to poor planting.
Yeah, and like you were saying, there are so many different types of soils across the city that many people might not be familiar with if they're new into town. Like if you live on one part of town, you could have very sandy soil. You can have a lot of caliche. You could be in clay. So if you are in very sandy soil, you probably don't want to be planting an ash or a globe willow, as pretty as they are, because they're just going to, raise your water rates incredibly high while you try to keep that poor tree alive.
Right. And so we'll talk about, some of the bulletproof plants as well as gardening techniques, and talk about some of the trees and how to prune, the maintenance end of it, how to take care of things good, too.
Do you have any points to get people that are interested in the class, what they need to do or what can they do beforehand to come ready to be able to take advantage of the Q&A portion?
Yeah, beforehand, if you can list some of the problems you're currently having in your yard, or if you have a little, take a picture of your yard on your phone and bring it with you, or have a little scale drawing maybe of what you intend to do or what you have, and if it's a plant, like Denise was talking earlier, have a picture of the plant or bring a sample with you and for ID, or see if there's a problem with it, insect problem or something. And so that'll all help in the Q&A session.
Well, another section that you're working on in the Sunscape course is irrigation, and that's also very important. So what kind of basic level information are you going to be offering for irrigation?
Irrigation, we're going to have a speaker that's very, very knowledgeable on irrigation here in El Paso, but the idea on is to kind of give the people basics and predominantly drip irrigation. He is knowledgeable on sprinkler irrigation, so some people have some lawn areas that have pop-up sprinklers and stuff. He can help give them some advice on that, but we're kind of trying to concentrate on the drip irrigation because that's where you can really save water, and it helps with a lot of the plants when you're starting out, and you can set timers and use the different emitters, and a lot of it you can do yourself. You don't have to be necessarily a master plumber to put everything in.
Right. So what other topics are you going to be covering for the Sunscape course?
We're going to be covering, we talked about some of the basics, just we always talk about sense of place. So one is to kind of orient people that you are living in a desert. It might be green in the valley, but it's only green because the Rio Grande River runs through there.
When it does.
And so we do live in a desert, and we only get 6 to 8 inches of rainfall. So they got to realize that, and it's not the same as Portland or Seattle or somewhere. So you got to add water. The cost of water is going up and will continue to go up. And so they need to realize that cost, is it worth it to, you know, maintain the landscape you have now, or whether you want to look at some ways of cutting costs, and you can use different plant material, cut back on the amount of grass that you have and do more low water use shrubs, ground covers.
And you have a walking tour of the garden also, right, which I think is a great way to introduce people to all the different ways that these native and adapted plants could fit into their own landscapes.
Right. And this crazy weather we're having, you know, right, the garden is moving along pretty fast.
We're almost 20 degrees above average.
Yeah, we're racing trying to keep up with the plants because they're breaking bud so fast that we're trying to keep up with them. Right. But, you know, being a native of the area, I always wait for the late spring frost that comes in.
Right.
So I keep telling people there's going to be one more coming through.
Exactly.
So hopefully it's not a severe one because everything's really pushing out.
Yeah,
and like
really
you
is.
Said, it's okay. really early this
mm-hmm.
year.
So what would you say would be the type of person who would want to attend Sunscape? Who would maybe somebody who is just getting started with their landscape, somebody with an established landscape, somebody with sort of a basic or beginner knowledge of landscaping?
We've ended up through the years with a kind of a broad mix. We've had residents have been here in El Paso for a long time that come to the class, and then we have newcomers that just moved right. to El Paso, and then people are just kind of novice, having troubles getting started and come to us. So we're trying to gear it probably a little bit more for the new person, the novice or the inexperienced person, and kind of give them some ideas on how to do things properly to get started.
Yeah, and even if you've been here all your life, I think it will open your eyes as to what's really going on in the landscape around you, in the natural
right.
landscape.
And a lot of times it's good just to be there to hear people's questions, you know, and answers. And, I mean, I don't have all the answers, right. so we try and help people out. And sometimes just in the discussion, you know, other people have comments, so it ends up being informative and educational for everybody.
Right.
So really quickly, in our final minute, give us a wrap-up of the Sunscape Workshop happening next week.
Okay, the Sunscape Workshop is March 12th, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We would like you to pre-register, and you can do that by calling Kay Mullins at the museum, and her number is 915-747-8994. And just a reminder, the museum is closed on Mondays, but is open Tuesday through Saturday. So you can give Kay a call and register for the class. It's $35. And
we'll a lot of materials involved.
Yeah, we'll have all the talks and everything. We've put them on a little flash drive,
nice.
And all the people get a flash drive with all the information on it.
Again, that number to call is 747-8994. We also have the information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, John, it's been terrific having you back on the show. John White is the garden curator for the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens on the UTEP campus. We hope you can come back soon.
Thank you, Norma.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show, and we want to thank you for listening. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.